Of the program, we have an illusionist here on the line who has come all the way from Australia to do a big Aotearoa tour. He swept through the North Island and has made landfall into Te Waipounamu for the remainder of the tour. We have Anthony Street on the line joining us outside of a countdown. How are you, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, man. We're just grabbing some snacks before we drive to Dunedin now.
True. What are your road snacks like?
Oh, my road snacks consist of fruit, muesli bars, and of course lollies.
Hell yeah, man! Hell yeah! You got any mandarins in that rotation?
No, not today. I've been eating them every single day to make sure I get my vitamin C because the tour has been pretty strenuous, but I just didn't get in today, funnily enough.
True. I was actually going to ask about tour admin stuff. When you're going through customs with all of your illusion gear, you know, do you get pulled up a lot? Do you have a lot of questions to answer?
So we shipped all our gear over here in a shipping container, but funnily enough, when you ask that question, this tour, we've added this new trick that incorporates everyone in the audience. It's a card trick. So we needed about 1,000 decks of cards. So I had to come through customs with three suitcases filled with decks of cards, and they thought I was bonkers at the X-ray machine.
What does the trick involve? How does this 1,000-deck card trick work?
So everyone gets a deck of cards. I won't go into the effect because it'll sort of ruin it, but everyone gets a deck of cards. They follow a step-by-step procedure, and a really shocking, amazing outcome happens at the end, which blows everyone away. It's probably one of the most talked-about tricks in the show.
Awesome. Okay, well, that sounds very, very incredible. You mentioned that the tour's been a bit strenuous. How has the reception been up in Te Ika a Māui, the North Island?
Oh, we've had the best time. Everyone has been very, very welcoming. Everyone's loving the show. It's kind of overwhelming, actually, how much everyone's loving it. The feedback has been incredible. Heaps of kids. They're having the best time. It's been absolute success since.
Oh, I'm very, very happy to hear, man. I saw that off the stage you've also been very successful. You've been doing a wee bit of sightseeing, going to the old Tauranga Bridge between Whakatane and Gisborne. Have you been able to do a great deal of sightseeing since you've been in Aotearoa?
No, we haven't had a chance to do much, to be honest. I mean, I love the drive every single day anyways because the scenery is just insane. I've been touring here for the last 10-15 years, so I love coming in, and the two girls that are in the show, I've been raving about it to them, and they're just in awe constantly. Like, their phones are out 24/7.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Let's talk some turkey, man. I'm not too familiar with the illusionist community. Is illusionist a different term for a magician, or are they entirely different things? Is it a subset of magician? What is your opinion?
Yeah, no. I mean, traditionally, illusionist would mean I deal with the bigger magic. So a magician would do card tricks. Tricks with birds, all the smaller stuff, but illusionist is the big grand scale magic. So mostly effects that that incorporate the girls, making them appear, disappear, you know, the stand and cutting them in half. I don't do the cutting in half, but yeah, the bigger stuff.
Okay, cool. So it's just a thing about scale, really.
Yeah, cool. Definitely, yeah.
Okay. I also want to talk about you being a dancer, because you're also a dancer in addition to being an illusionist, being the former lead in the Irish dance production Lord of the Dance. Do you still do a great deal of Irish dancing?
Not a great deal, no. I mean, I tap my feet around when I'm waiting for something, but but I've kind of hung my shoes up a little bit this year.
Literally.
With the touring of with my Irish dance shows. I mean, I turned 42 this year, and the show that I've been touring here was Celtic Illusion. That's a real heavy show, man. Like, I was in my early 20s when I was touring with Lord of the Dance, but that show is still going, and I've got fresh new artists coming up and fresh new leads that are taking over my role, which is really exciting to see now. So I'm taking a back seat, more of a producer role now with a lot of my productions, except for this show, of course.
What is the pipeline from dancer to illusionist? You know, what came first?
Magic came first. I share this story in the show, and I actually show everyone the first trick that got me into magic, that got me hooked. So I was about 8 years old. I was at a carnival, and yeah, came across a magician, and he did this trick with three pieces of rope. It blew my mind. So I was about 8 years old when that happened, and then I got into the dancing when I was about 14. But then I came back to the magic, and magic is my real soul passion.
Mm-hmm. You think there's any overlap between them? You know, they're both forms of performance.
Well, that's how Celtic Illusion came about, because that's a magic and Irish dance show.
That's incredible. That's
which makes it really, really unique. It's an absolute bizarre concept, but no one is doing it in the world, which is what makes that show so successful as well.
Mm-hmm. How do you get inspired to come up with new illusions? You know, what is your process?
Oh man, inspiration comes from anything. It could come from a piece of music that I'm listening to. It could come from my cousin's an engineer, and every time I go around to his factory and they're building something new, just some whole new big steel contraption, I'll go, oh, that could be a really cool, like, passing through a steel illusion or something. Anything can give you inspiration.
True. What's been giving you inspiration in recent memory? Is there anything in particular?
The thing that's given me inspiration lately is what people are reacting to more in this show. So we've found that people sort of react to a lot of the smaller magic. So I borrow three rings from people in the audience, and I do this really cool trick with three rings, and that blows everyone away. So it gets me more excited to do more smaller, intimate magic that happens in people's hands. That's what really gets people losing their minds.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. I guess if you make it personal, then it feels a bit more... Yeah, you can connect to it a bit more, right?
100%. That's exactly what is what we're seeing, is making things quite personal. And when it happens in their hands, that's what drives everyone crazy. And that's what happens with that card trick. So that card trick that we do in the show where everyone gets a deck of cards, that happens to everyone in the audience. And that never happens in a magic show.
Mm-mm. No, that's awesome. I love the scale of it. It's incredible. What illusions do you have in store for Ortipoti, as well as the card trick, maybe the ring trick? Have you got any big, huge steel contraptions you're going to be stuck inside of?
There's of course a few little dangerous effects where there's some blades involved and very close mishaps. But there is a surprise appearance with a motorcycle, which gets everyone very unexpected.
Damn, is this for the New Zealand tour only, this motorcycle?
Yep.
Oh, beautiful. You're giving us some real treats. Well, you're coming to town to play at the Regent Theatre at 7 p.m, then you're going to Wamaru the day after. If you do get any time to spare, will you be having a look around the place?
Oh, 100%. The second we get a spare minute, we're out. Yeah, definitely checking around the place.
Mean. Awesome.
Love it.
Awesome. Well, it was great chatting with you this morning, Anthony. I really appreciate it. And it sounds like you've got a very, very exciting show planned for us.
Thank you so much, man, for having me. Yeah, look forward to it.
Of course. Drive safe, man.
Thank you so much. See ya.
Thank you. That was illusionist Anthony Street. We're having a kōrero with him about his appearance down in Ortipoti tomorrow. He'll be playing at the Regent Theatre. You can find tickets at the Regent Theatre website. Then he'll also be going to Wamaru the day after. He's also got shows planned in Queenstown, Invercargill, a few other bits and bobs there. Yeah, great chat. Awesome chat. Very, very chill chat.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.